parents are staying late. We tried to hurry as much as we could. Anyway, we were able to select Kenny Clark, UCLA. We were very excited about that. We weren't sure we'd have that opportunity. Fine young man, true junior, and even at that, he was elected team captain at UCLA this year, so in a fine university like that. So I think that says a lot about him and his ability to interact with his teammates. He seemed very excited about being a new Packer when I spoke to him on the phone, and so we're looking forward to a long relationship. And with that, I'll take a few questions. I don't have any answers, but I'll take a few.
Ted, how many choices did you really have at that pick? How many guys did you actually consider at 27?
Oh, I don't know. There's all different kind of scenarios that you look at, and people call about trade possibilities or trade scenarios. You look at it and you try to see who's left there. We felt very comfortable when it looked like we were going to be able to zero in on Kenny. We felt like that was where we wanted to be.
Several other defensive linemen available there. What put him at the top of that list?
Just the whole thing. You know, I'm not going to speak about any other players, but just the whole package. He's a natural athlete, moves really good. The workout sessions were excellent. He's got great flexibility. You know, he weighs 315 pounds and not one of those guys that really looks it. So, again, we were fortunate. We felt fortunate that he was there.
And where do you see him lining up on your defensive line?
Defensive lineman. We moved those guys around anyway. I couldn't tell you. Yeah, we just drafted him.
Ted, being that he was a wrestler, how much does knowing leverage and using your hands in that sport translate over to playing defensive line?
I think quite a bit. It's actually very common, especially through the Midwest. Football players and wrestlers kind of become one and the same, especially offensive and defensive linemen, because they do concentrate and know about leverage and understand the way it works and that sort of thing. But that's a good question. But I hadn't put that together. But that is true.
Ted, is the first pick then kind of set the stage for the rest of your draft? Now that you have Kenny Clark in the fold, moving forward, looking forward to tomorrow, does anything fall into place?
Well, I don't know if we treat it like that. We think each pick is in and of itself important. I don't know if we look at it that way. Tomorrow. We'll have picked twice unless we do some trades or something, and then if I got that question, then the next day is even though some of them are fifth round picks or sixth round picks, that's just as important to us there. So, but to answer your question, probably the way it should have is we're glad we drafted the young man we did today. We think that's a good start to this draft.
Ted, when you studied Kenny's game tapes, what stood out the most to you on film?
A lot of stuff. The hand use, the leverage. He's very natural at that. He's got a really strong base. He's not easily moved. He's a 5-flat 40 guy at 315 pounds. Had marvelous workout at Indianapolis and at in Los Angeles at school. I know all the teams do exactly the same thing after this first day, but we feel good, that we were able to do what we did today.
Can he potentially help you on third down as a pass rusher, do you think?
Oh, sure. I think there's been a lot said about his pass rush. There wasn't a lot of numbers there until this past year, but I think this past year showed that he's got that kind of ability and quickness and that sort of thing. always been a good run player.
Did you attend that UCLA workout?
I did not. I can't believe I volunteered that information, but I did.
Ted, given his age, how do you see him filling out physically? He's still a pretty young guy, right?
Yeah, you know, I think we all wish we were 19 or 20 years old or whatever it is he is. No, I think he's excited about being in the NFL. A lot of this is just based on my conversation with him, but he's excited about being in the NFL. He's dying to show us that this was a good pick and that he's a good player and he's going to have a big career and the whole thing. So we're looking forward to him taking on those challenges.
You've used a fair number of picks, first-round picks even, on defensive linemen. How important are they in the grand scheme of what you're doing here?
Very, but all the other positions are important too. You know, I have to water down an answer like that. Defensive linemen, offensive linemen, they're hard to find. You know, linebackers and running backs are hard to find too, but the combination of being big enough and strong enough and athletic enough to compete in the NFL, those are hard combinations to come up with.
I know you said the other day that you don't draft for need, but when you lose BJ and you got Pinnell suspended for a while, it does fill a critical hole, doesn't it?
Yeah, theoretically, but we drafted this young man because we felt like he was the best player available.
Ted, your
29 starts, did you have were you able to monitor his progress over the last couple of years?
I'm sorry?
With 29 starts, were you able to monitor his progress over the last couple of years with UCLA?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, we do tape studies from before and bring it all the way up, and we do hit plays where it's just all plays where he's involved in, especially in the defensive lineman. But, yeah, we watched plenty of tape on the young man.
Ted, your friend John Schneider obviously traded with the Broncos and moved back. Did you take a call from the Broncos, and how tempted were you with any of those calls that you got to move back, or did you just like too many of your defensive options there?
To get in generalities, I'm not going to get specific. We took a few calls. We didn't ever get to a position where we wanted to pursue that. But we had some conversations.
In past years, there's been players that you've picked with your first pick that you've kind of fallen in love with at some point in the process and then kind of hoped that they were there. Was that the case with Kenny Clark, or was he just the best player of a handful of players that you kind of liked that were still available to you?
It was especially when you start getting close, because you sit there for 2 hours and you don't even want to look at the names because you think you're going to jinx something, you know. But then as it started getting closer, then you look up there and you go, what? Wouldn't that be nice, you know? But I can't talk about it. I never mentioned it to anybody else in the room. So you don't want to jinx yourself and all that. So silly.
Hey Ted, with a guy this young, what do you have to see to make sure that you know that he's mature enough to handle this right away?
Oh, I think he was able to get a lot of that maturity there at UCLA. He's just over the phone itself, and certainly at the combine and the interviews, he carries himself well. He's articulate. He'll stand up here, and you'll be impressed with him.